We are going to begin the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning with a poem that was found at the end of the Sunday school lesson that we were studying in our last class. The name of the poet is Betsy Trotwood, and I have no title for this poem, but here's how it goes. From out of the tangled threads of love and hate, the gold of laughter and the gray of tears, fate weaves the cloth from which we all must cut the coat of life to wear in latter years. Ours not to choose the color of the woof, ours not to grumble or to lightly praise, ours but to sew the cloth in proper shape, to use time's needle and the thread of days. We may embroider it with wondrous dreams, or stitch it with ambition's silvery scheme, or we may dye it with our bitter tears, or make it loose to cover faults or pain. But every day we must put in a stitch, a goodly action, a perchance a sin, and neither tears nor prayers nor any shears can rip those daily stitches that we have put in. And we must wear through all the years to come the cloak we fashion from this cloth of fate. So let us stitch it strong with faith and love and goodly deeds before it's too late. Well, I wonder if Betsy was a seamstress to write such a poem as that. We're in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today, we're going to start looking at a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of January the 9th, 1927, by an old preacher called, that was named E.A. Elam. Now, the title of the lesson is The Standard of Christian Living. And the text is Luke chapter 6, 27 through 38. But I say unto you that hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. To him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And from him that taketh away the cloak, withhold not thy coat also. Give to every one that asketh thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. And if ye love them that love you, what thank have ye? For even sinners love those that love them. And if ye do good to them that do good to you, what thank have ye? For even sinners do the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive again as much. But love your enemies, and do them good, and lend, never despairing, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be sons of the Most High, for he is kind toward the unthankful and evil. Be ye merciful, even as your Father is merciful, and judge not, and ye shall not be judged, and condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Release, and ye shall be released. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall they give into your bosom. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. That is Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. The golden text for today's lesson is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Be ye therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, the devotional reading is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5. Well, let's see. Yes, Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1 through 10. This is commonly called the Beatitudes. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now there's some additional material to read, and it suggests the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, and perhaps we should read that, but we're going to save that for another time. Let's get on into this Sunday school lesson. It tells us about the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5 through 7 contains what is called the Sermon on the Mount. Luke chapter 6 gives many of the same principles, and it has been identified by some with the Sermon on the Mount. But there it says, Sermon on the Mount, Jesus went up into a mountain and delivered the sermon recorded by Matthew. And he came down with them and stood on a level place in Luke 6 and verse 17 and delivered the one recorded by Luke. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 39 records the healing of a leper, the healing of a paralytic, the call of Matthew and the feast at his house, and also the choosing of the 12 apostles before the sermon on the level plain. While Matthew gives the healing, seemingly of the same leper, after the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 8, 1 through 4, and the healing of the paralytic, the call of Matthew and his feast, and choosing the 12 apostles, seemingly later on in Matthew chapter 9 and 10. Matthew 4:23 to Matthew 8 and verse 4 seems to come in regular order and corresponds to Mark's account and to Luke in Luke chapter 5, 12 through 17. The Sermon on the Mount is fuller than the one in Luke 6, and it's not given in the same order. Luke gives other portions of his sermon in various places in the book of Luke. No doubt, Jesus preached these same principles everywhere and to all people, not always in the same order or in exactly the same words. And it is more than probable that Matthew records the sermon delivered at one time and Luke at another. This is a much needed lesson, because it teaches us to love our enemies as well as our neighbors, and it also shows us what love is. Since this sermon in all its parts is the standard of Christian living, then all should see that they live up to it, and preach and teach it fully and faithfully to all others. Let's look at the explanatory notes in this lesson. I want to start in Luke chapter 6 and verse 27, where Jesus said, I say unto you that here, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. And then he said in verse 28, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. In Luke, the contrast between the teaching which was formerly delivered to the Jews and the teaching of Jesus is not pointed out as it is in Matthew. Luke says, love your enemies. Matthew 5:43 and 44 says, You have heard that it was said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Luke 19:18 teaches love for neighbors as well as self. The parable of the Good Samaritan shows whose one's neighbor is and what it is to love him, Luke chapter 10, 25 through 37. And this is also shown in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Here we read, Owe no man anything, save to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. To hate thine enemy, it is nowhere found as a precept of the law. But that's what God said to the children of Israel led them to consider that it is so taught. The old law had said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. They thought that implied this. The Jews were forbidden to make covenant with the Canaanites, their enemies. Jesus advanced upon the teaching of the law when he commanded love for enemies. It is not possible to love enemies because God never... It is not impossible to love enemies because God never requires impossibilities. Love, as a command, is not a passion, but a principle of service. To love enemies is to treat them as God directs. We read, But if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:20 and 21. Jesus, Stephen, and Paul prayed for their enemies, and then bless them that curse you. To bless instead of to curse is to love enemies. To pray for those who despitefully use one is to love them. This forbids retaliation and vengeance. And then in verse 29 of Luke chapter 6 we read, To him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And from him that taketh away thy cloak, withhold not thy coat also. Instead of taking vengeance, Jesus says when one's cheek is smitten to offer the other. Christians are forbidden to take vengeance in any way. Render to no man evil for evil. Avenge not yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance belongeth to me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, Romans 12 and verse 19. The cloak was the outer garment, and the coat the inner garment. Instead of taking vengeance, even when oppressed, and the cloak is unjustly taken by law, let the coat go also. Christians must rather suffer wrong than to do wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, Why not rather take wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? And then Christians are told to give to everyone. Luke 6:30, To everyone that ask of thee of him, and that taketh away thy goods, ask him not again. Instead of taking vengeance, Jesus' disciples must give to everyone who ask of him, and to him that takes away their goods, not to ask again. This does not forbid such self-protection as Paul sought when he claimed a right of a Roman citizenship and appealed to Caesar, but it does forbid vengeance and teaches that Christians should endure wrong rather than do wrong. You know, sometimes we talk about the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Now, this is a Bible principle, and in fact, we're going to get into that in the next verse. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise, Jesus said.